Okay, well, part two, yes, you are.
Okay.
Part two, but for both of us, if you want to catch the part where we did Pass the Stocking, just go on to the Boo Sound, to my mine, which is on Boo Sounds. Anyway, so we got surprised a week ago or so by some friends of ours from the Carrot giving us gifts. And I think we've both been curious since, eh, George?
That's right. Oops, where did I put all my Trans-Siberian Orchestra stuff? Oh, dear. Anyway, yeah. So, we both got gifts. We've been curious as to what's in them. I have some idea. But, I'm not going to say. Yours has fallen over yet again.
Top heavy.
Yeah. Okay. I've got gifts poured under the tree, and if I start playing with this too heartily, what will happen is I'll knock ornaments off the tree, which I'm on the verge of doing as it is. Okay, there we go. I believe that's yours.
Thank you. Is that good? There's a book with a cross that has a candle on it.
Oh, sweet.
It says, love, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew 6:22. And I just read something like that in Luke. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm going to open up that book. As well, she gave me a pen and a little pocket journal.
Wow. That's very thoughtful of her.
Most certainly is.
It's a lady who shows up at the Carrot where we play Open Mic Carrot's Coffee House, and they have open mic night. So she comes in and often plays country songs.
Yep.
And she relies on me to back her up with the bass.
And I do percussion for her when I'm there.
Exactly. I mean, she's quite the establishment. And, I mean, she really appreciates us doing what we do.
Yep.
I'm going to start in on mine just for time's sake here.
Yep. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's heavy. So, I was very good and did not disturb this over Christmas. But it seems to be a big package in a gift bag.
Oh, that's what it is. It's two notebooks. One's big. One is two notebooks. Oh, one's two a notes. Pocket one, and one's a little bit bigger than that. Well, I always like getting back to paper every once in a while.
I think this is a little bit of a gift pack, really. They've tied it with a plasticky ribbon, and I hope I can manage to undo it. I think it was a bow at one point, and that's partially come undone.
That's okay.
Approach, but what I'm doing is simply sliding it off of the, because this stuff is really strong.
It sounds like it.
There's the plastic that was tied with.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a ribbon, and ribbons can be quite hard to get through.
And it's taped as well. a lip to the tape. Thank God it wasn't strict. I mean, it was adhered to itself.
Thank goodness it's not like one of the gifts that I unwrapped in the gift exchange last night. It was all done in layers of tape.
Yeah, they actually had to get a special knife to cut it.
Yeah. Ooh, that looks like either pop or beer or something.
I suspect it's pop. It looks like the classic Coke bottle.
Yeah, only it has Diet Coke in it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I will have to find another home.
I know somebody who would like it.
That's good.
We can put that under the tree.
I hate to re-gift something that quickly, but Diet Coke has something known as aspartame in it.
Neither of us like.
Neither of us like it, and I've heard nothing but bad things about it. So, yeah. Unfortunately, we have to be selfish we'll re-gift it, like I said.
Yes.
There's a candy cane in here.
Cool.
Another slide-off ribbon. Oh, it looks like a mug, oh my goodness, with all manner of candy in it.
Oh, wow. We'll have to go through it, make sure that you can...
Uh-oh.
Oh. Anyway, folks, we'll have to leave it at that. Yeah, well, oh my. Yeah, you dig it.
It's a big mug.
It is. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wherever you are in the world.
Yes, indeed. And, we'll definitely boo at you before New Year. I'm just going to...
You betcha.
...to the side. We'll have to open the door. Somebody...
Yeah.
Lock on the door. Anyway. I'll have to leave this...
Yeah.
...run and answer the door.
Okay.